Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you this morning to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us this morning. It's the 15th day of July, 2005 today, and your weather is as follows. Well, I think we have some good weather forecast for you this morning. Yeah, Greenville, Spartanburg, Clemson, and Anderson all checking in at 72 degrees. Well, Clemson is 73 now. Today should be mostly cloudy, scattered showers this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, humid with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain is at 60%, so be prepared for some wet weather as you make your way out to the office this morning, as you're driving along the way, listening to Christian Worldview. Glad that you did. It's hopefully going to be a show today that's going to help you think better. You know, that's what we're here for. It's a difficult thing to do, to think hard. It's also difficult to buck the system. We all want to live, in our flesh at least, comfortable lives and not have to bother with change and not have to bother with doing things that put us in any kind of risk at all, financially or in any other way. We don't like those things. They threaten us. It's so much easier to be complacent, isn't it? Oh, liberty's on autopilot now. We don't have to worry about it anymore. And in fact, it's not on autopilot. What's happening is that things are moving along in a direction against liberty day by day. People are depriving you of it, and Christians of it, because we are ignorant of what the Constitution says. We're even ignorant of what the Bible teaches on the issues like all sorts of issues like pertaining to the liberty of folks. And I'm just looking over at our trans. We're having some troubles and some thunderstorm activities already. We see we've knocked out a couple of our transmitters this morning. That's why I was pausing. So we only have currently one of the transmitters areas is working this morning. So, well, Lord willing, Lord knows what's good and bad here, and what's needs to be done to make sure our broadcast is a great success. Well, you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Let me give you a few announcements for the day. We want to remember that the Greenville County Libertarian Party has a business meeting at 6:30 p.m. And last night was that business meeting. It was held at the Malden Library Conference Room. Are you afraid of politicians who raise your taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find they are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting, or their business meeting, is at 6:30 p.m. on the second Thursday, that's yesterday, of the month, and it's normally at the Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road across from Greenville Mall, but yesterday it was at the Malden branch of the Greenville Library System, and maybe there permanently. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join them for a meetup on the 8th, 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground, just off of Main Street downtown. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. Also want to remind you that the Institute on the Constitution is going to be occurring for 5 consecutive Saturdays, August 6th, 13, 20, 27, and September 3rd, 8:30 to noon. And you can, it'll be hosted by Bible Baptist Church at 2522 Gentry Memorial Highway in Pickens. That's Highway 8 in Pickens. The pastor is Mark Dibbler. You can reach him at 421-2714 in the 864 area code. That's 864-421-2714 in the 864 area code. Hope you do try to attend that if you've not gone to the Institute on the Constitution, and get your certificate as a constitutionist. And we are going to the next announcement here. Sorry for the pauses here this morning, folks. Got some technical difficulties we're trying to work through. We also have a couple of meetings coming up. Any meetings you want to know about are on the tyrannyresponse.com website. If you go to tyrannyresponse.com, you'll be able to see all of these things here. For instance, tonight you'll note that there's the Carolina Patriots meeting down in Fountain. That's 104 South Main Street in Fountain Inn. It starts at 6:30 for dinner at $6, and if kids eat for free. And the meeting actually starts at 7. If you don't want dinner, you still have to pay the $6, I understand. But you can go. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it ends at 9 o'clock sharp. Make sure you attend the Carolina Patriots meeting if you can do so. Next week you'll have, on Thursday, the League of the South and the Constitution Party meeting, both meeting for the same reason the same night, the 21st. And you want to make sure you put that on your calendar as a future event as well. Good if you could attend that. We are also wanting to let you know that on the Tyranny Response Network website, that's tyrannyresponse.net and tyrannyresponse.com, there are a number of audio files. Now, Rip and Richie has not yet fixed them. If you're listening to the recorded show, he may be fixed by now, but as of the time I'm speaking here on the 15th of July, Richie had not quite fixed them to make them look real good, but the Rights, Just War, and Public Policy Theology audio file, which is the latest Liberty Minutes having to do with the nature of the state and the Christian's relationships to its public policies, is now been posted. So we have part 7 in this series of how to think biblically about public policy. The other titles in that series are The Second Amendment and Public Policy Theology, The Theology of Public Policy and Historical Context, The Divine Ordination of State Criminals and Legalized Crime, Christian Views on Rebellion, Highlighting the American War for Independence, Christians and Self-Defense Against Criminals, Including the State, and The Difference Between Government and the State. Those are that's our current series we're working on, and it's drawn right out of the Times Examiner articles that I've been doing. All my articles and books, by the way, are available at policyofliberty.net. That's policyofliberty.net. If you go there and go to the Articles tab, you'll see them all. This is it's a crucial series in understanding public policy theology. If you're an activist Christian and you want to be a biblical Christian in terms of understanding what the scriptures teach about public policy, some people criticize us for talking about public policy, saying, look, the Bible's all about the gospel and salvation. We don't deny that. We know that there's a Romans road to salvation, that a person needs to see their need for a Savior, because somebody preaches to them that they have sinned, and after they see that they've sinned, they need to turn to Christ in repentance and faith and trust Him as Lord and Savior. It's the only way that they'll receive eternal life and escape the flames of hell. This is very clear. But the Bible also teaches us in Acts chapter 20 that we are admonished to preach the whole counsel of God, and part of the things that God talks about in His Word are not just how to become saved, but how Christians are to live in this world, how we're supposed to influence our society, how we're supposed to influence the culture around us and transform that culture around us with biblical principles and biblical thinking. And so what we have, in fact, and been doing by creating a Theology of Public Policy series, is help you think more deeply about the Christian faith than most people care to do. In fact, it's scary for a lot of people because it's an area which has not really been dealt with much in the history of the church. In the past, when we had monarchs and things were a little more clean, it wasn't maybe as pernicious or as much I'm talking about the way distant past. It wasn't in your face so much, public policy. Still, the doctrine was still true, the whole nature of the state, nature of kings, and so forth. But it's only now that we use a political process to murder people, to promote sodomy, or to promote other things which are opposed to the Christian faith and to deprive people of their natural rights or fundamental rights, that it becomes even more important for Christians to become aware of the wiles of the devil and that he's used all along, and currently in his current expose of these wiles in the modern age. So, for that reason, we are trying to educate folks. We're trying to help you think biblically. It's a little bit hard to do that. Some of the ideas are going to be shocking for certain people because they just have never taken it to the ultimate extreme. Let me give you just one example of this, and we've talked about this before in Christian Worldview. The scriptural principle of self-defense, if we can establish it, and I think we can, holds that we can defend ourselves against an aggressor, whether it's an insane person, even if you don't know whether the person's religious or spiritual status. If he breaks into your home with a gun and he says terrorizing your family, you can take your gun and shoot that person. You don't have to do lethally, but you can. You may, I should say. It is possible to do that, and it would be lawful for you to do that. The same thing holds true if you are walking down the street, say it's two sisters, and one sister happens to have her 357 on her hip or in her purse, and a group of guys grabs the other sister and starts abusing her. It looks like they're going to rape her or going to beat her up real bad. That other sister does not have an obligation necessarily to intervene on behalf of the one sister, but she may. She may pull that 357 out and shoot those guys in the legs or kill them. That is because she's an eyewitness to the crime. That's key. You have to be an eyewitness, and you have to be able to be the only one who can provide defense for the person or the victim. You don't have time to call lawful authority. You don't have time to call for help. You're the only one. You have to be there to cause the assistance. The same thing must hold true with anybody about to be murdered. And that anybody would also include the fetus, that is, the unborn child. Why wouldn't it? If we believe that this is a human being, which it is, an unborn child is a human being and is a person before God, then what's the difference between what the difference is, Dr. Coben, is it's not legal to stop an abortion doctor. Well, it doesn't matter if it's legal. I'm talking about, is it moral? Would you be right before God to stop that person? You would be. Now, it's a theoretical exercise because very rarely is an eyewitness who wants to save people from being aborted inside an abortion clinic. They're witnessing the doctor about to plunge the scissors into the back of the skull so they can suction out the brain of the baby about to be born, for example, in a partial birth abortion situation. But it could happen. And if it did happen, then a Christian would be justified in using force to stop the abortion doctor. Now, that may sound radical. Yeah, we're going to stab abortion doctors or we're going to stop them by force. It may sound radical, but it's consistent, I hope you see, with our principles. We're not saying that we advocate it, not saying that she has to stop the abortion doctor, but she may. If she may stop the rapist, the sister may stop the rapist, so may anyone in the abortion clinic procedure room, the murder room, the abortuary room, stop the abortion doctor from doing his craft. But only, notice I'm saying only if they're an eyewitness. I'm not saying there's vigilantism, that you can go around and just indiscriminately shoot people on hearsay that they may be committing abortions, or that you may bomb abortion clinics. It's ridiculous. You may not do any of those things. It's unlawful. It's vigilantism. It's not what we're talking about. What we are talking about is a deep thinking here, folks, about the consistency we must have in our theology. If we have a theology of self-defense, the logical deductive reasoning leads you to say any eyewitness who's right there at the scene of a crime may stop the criminal from perpetrating his act against the victim. He is within his lawful duty or right to do so. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly.
Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with a government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
Back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. The Times Examiner is the conservative voice of the Palmetto State. Are you tired of reading liberal columnists? The Times Examiner features outstanding conservative and libertarian columnists, including Dr. Coben, Dr. Walter Williams, Dr. Thomas Sowell, Dr. Marvin Olasky, Ben Graydon, Joe Sobrin, Phyllis Schlafly, Charlie Reese, and contributions from the homeschooling Sheen family. The Times Examiner supports home and Christian schooling, limited government, free markets, private property rights, gun ownership, Christian values, and our great Southern heritage. You can pick up a copy of the Times Examiner at newsstands around Greenville, South Carolina, or at their offices located at 44 Pine Knoll Drive. A full-year subscription to the Times Examiner is only $25 in-state and $27 out-of-state. Call 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. If you want to place an ad in the Times Examiner, we hope you do so. Help your business out and help this great paper stay afloat. And you can call David at 864-859-6817. That's 864-859-6817 if you want to place an ad. So I hope you'll do that. Take advantage of that subscription. It's just so cheap, and it's a great paper to get. It's one that we look forward to in our household and reading every week when it comes out, and we encourage you to do the same. I also want to encourage you to take a look at the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. Now, this is found under the Related Media tab on the tyrannyresponse.com website. If you go to this website and go to scroll down, you'll find the link down there that says South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. And this is a petition to redress grievances. And one of the things it says in there is, "Be it resolved that we the people of South Carolina hereby declare and affirm that the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness, set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the Fifth Amendment Bill of Rights to the Constitution, are fundamental rights which were derived antecedent to the existence of the state as manifest in both the United States federal government and in the state of South Carolina. As such, the state does not grant rights to life, liberty, or property. On the contrary, the primary reason that government is formed is to protect rights to life, liberty, and property, and no South Carolinian or American holds his fundamental rights at the pleasure of the state. And we assert that all human beings are equal sharers in the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to property. And in particular, in this petition, we state that the clause in the Fifth Amendment that allows public taking of property, it has to be strictly interpreted, or there has to be a strict constructionist view of the Constitution, that public uses include highways, dams, bridges, government office building, military installations, or similar projects. Other uses, such as increasing local tax revenues, as was the case with the Kelo case versus New London, clearing urban blight, removing church buildings, promoting urban development, and similar proactive public interest or public welfare schemes are not contemplated in the phrase for the public use. The phrase just compensation refers to market value based on comparable properties and would not preclude the government from paying relocation expenses." This is definitely worth signing, folks, and we want to encourage you to do so. We've had actually a few more people have been signing every day. Currently, we have 252 signatures on the petition. We thank you for listening and signing the petition. There's also folks from all over the state been signing now, from the Charleston area, from the Columbia area, and elsewhere. I want to encourage you to go, if you have not signed this petition, go to the tyrannyresponse.com website, locate the link that talks about this this South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition under the Related Media tab, and sign it. It takes you 30 seconds or less, and that's your little piece that you can do today in promoting liberty. Then I want you to take a second step, highlight that link and copy it with your copy function, and send an email to the 10 or 20 people on your regular email list and ask them if they live in South Carolina to please go and sign this petition. Ask them to please go and sign this petition. In fact, that's probably more important than even signing your own name. Getting the word out to other people to go ahead and sign the petition, and so that can spread and snowball, and we can end up getting thousands of people signing this, and we can make a statement not only in the media, but eventually even take it down to Columbia here and ask them to really act on this concern we have. So appreciate you doing that this morning on the Tyranny Response Network site. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coe, and we come up against a quick break, and we're going to be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here we have an email this morning. This is from our listener, Charles, and he says, "It is an act of charity to cry out against a wolf when he is among the sheep." Francis said that. I thought you would like that quote, he says. "Here is the question for you that I have. I am a Reformed Baptist, and I love Luther and many other reformers, but I'm wondering what Luther was talking about in his book, The Jews and Their Lies. Was Luther going out of his mind, or was he onto something? God bless, Charles." Well, it's a couple comments I'll make about this. First of all, I appreciate that he's a Reformed Baptist. There are a few Reformed Baptist churches here in the Upstate. I myself actually hold to the in main part, anyway, to the London Baptist Confession, both of 1644 and of the 1689 version, have for 20-something years, and so I guess that would make me somewhat of a Reformed Baptist. Although I don't wear the badge necessarily anymore because of various different reasons, but appreciate that a listener writes in, just happens to be of a very similar denomination to what I am, and appreciate that comment. The other part is here. I am. He says you're talking about Luther in this book, The Jews and Their Lies. I've never read this book. I don't have any idea. I know that people in the medieval times and all the way up through the Reformation were very suspicious of Jewish people for trying to subvert the church and subvert Christianity. At least that's the little bit that I've heard, and maybe Luther was concerned about that. I don't know. I have no idea, and so I won't make any comments further on that. So I appreciate you asking, but you're asking a question I just don't know, Charles. So if you'd like to call into the show and talk about it, I'd be happy to hear from you. Be interesting to talk about what that might mean. If you are another listener, might know something about the Jews and their lies, the book that he's talking about that Martin Luther wrote, we'd be interested in hearing from you this morning. 864-244-8177. Well, here's an article sent in by another listener. China, we'd nuke the United States if provoked over Taiwan. Major General says Beijing is prepared to use weapons of mass destruction against American cities. This was posted on WorldNetDaily.com on July 14th, that's yesterday. Chinese military officials say Beijing will use nuclear weapons against the U.S. if the Americans attack the Asian nation in a fight over Taiwan. If the Americans draw their missiles and position guided ammunition on the target zone in China's territory, I think it will have to respond with nuclear weapons, Zhu Chengru, a major general in the People's Liberation Army, said. It's at an official briefing according to the Financial Times. Speaking at a function organized for foreign journalists, the official noted the definition of China's territory includes warships and aircraft. If the Americans were determined to interfere, then we will be determined to respond, Zhu said. We Chinese will prepare ourselves for the destruction of all the cities east of Xi'an. Of course, the Americans will have to be prepared that hundreds of cities will be destroyed by the Chinese. Well, that's a scary thought, I suppose. What do we think about that sort of thing? When they threaten us like that, and I can say that I think this sounds like an offensive action that we'd be talking about a just war, what would we do? Well, I don't think we can use weapons of mass destruction, but we can certainly pick off Zhu, this fellow Zhu, and any of his cronies or people in the government that would be trying such a diabolical attack. Remember, Christians have a right of self-defense. It doesn't mean we can indiscriminately kill people that have nothing to do with the crime. This is part of the caller's issue yesterday when we discussed this over the air. If we are being assaulted by somebody else, we can defend ourselves against that person. But if someone comes our way and assaults us, it doesn't mean I can go back to him as he's fleeing after assaulting me. Gonna go and go pursue him and then again assault him even lethally. Although you would have some justification to do that when he's fleeing, but I certainly can't go to his neighbor who had nothing to do with it down the block or on the other side of the city and just go to their home and burn it down or attack it. That's wrong. You can't go and either intentionally or unavoidably attack innocent people. This is what happened when Lincoln, some of the Lincolnites after 1863, they claimed that they changed the war to be a war over to end slavery as part of a crusade to give moral unction to people in the North to go attack Southerners, even though many of them just disagreed with the war altogether, the war of Yankee aggression, the war of Northern aggression. But the idea that Sherman would go down and say, well, you know, 4% of Southerners owned black slaves, and therefore everybody in the South is guilty. Everybody's guilty because they didn't try to stop it or they didn't succeed in stopping it, even though they tried. Because of that, we can go and attack them. This is wrong. This is not a Christian worldview. Lincoln, Sherman, these kind of people did not have a Christian worldview, in case there was any doubt. And they literally went down and burned out people who were innocent, had nothing to do with the war, had nothing to do with slavery, and were not guilty. Now, these are old men, women, children that they were thrust out in the street, many of them put into starvation and destroyed in Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina. It was a tragedy beyond measure in many respects, at least in American history. Of course, dictators and tyrants do this kind of stuff all the time. There's no surprise there. We're not shocked when we see this sort of thing happen in history. We need to be clear about this. If China attacks us, we have a right to defend ourselves, but by defending ourselves, we don't have a right to go back and just indiscriminately murder hundreds of thousands of Chinese with a nuclear strike. If they start killing us indiscriminately with a nuclear strike here, God forbid, what will we do? It does not give us a right to go ahead and murder hundreds of thousands of their people who are innocent in the matter. It's simply not right to do that from a Christian worldview point perspective. Now, what would we think about the people that perpetrated it? Well, immediately, I think we could defend ourselves and execute those people. I think they even before they send over their nuclear bomb, we should go ahead and try to do that. Execute all the people that make any such attempt on Americans, innocent American lives. So that's the theology of it, folks. If you have a different point of view, I hope you don't, but if you do, give us a call and we'll talk about it. This is Christian Worldview. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you joined us this morning. Hope it will make your day a little brighter as you think a little deeper about some of these issues. And we're talking about China at the moment. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free. If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the American Constitution. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedoms of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. That long break, really long, because we read the Bill of Rights. Isn't it wonderful to hear the Bill of Rights? We're going to try to play that every show for a while, at least once. Greenville, Spartanburg, and downtown, and Clemson all checking in with 73 degrees. Anderson, 72 degrees. Today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 60%. So be prepared for some wet weather as you make your way out to work this morning. It is important that we respect the freedom of choice principles. Governments whose proper role is to defend this concept have far too often been the violator of it. The idea that people would be better off in their freedom if their freedom to choose is restricted is absurd. It leads to the tyranny of 1984 and Brave New World, as Aldous Huxley warned in the latter book. Government by clubs and firing squads, by artificial famine, mass imprisonment, and mass deportation is not merely inhumane, it is demonstrably inefficient. A totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive or political bosses and their army of managers to control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. I guess we're getting to that point now. We just love our servitude here in the United States. Well, we have to hand it to the people of Minnesota this morning, though, this happened a couple days ago. Just wanted to remind you of this. St. Paul, Minnesota, more than 9,000 state employees were told to stay home on Friday. That's actually just at the beginning of the month. And drivers found highway rest stops closed at the start of a busy 4th of July weekend as budget stalemate led to the first government shutdown in Minnesota history. The Democrats who control the state Senate were locked in a standoff without Republican government Tim Pawlenty and the GOP-controlled House over how much to spend on schools and health care and how to pay for it. As a result, the new fiscal year began Friday just after midnight with only a partial spending plan in place. That's good. We'd love to see government shut down at any time because of the nonsense it inflicts upon people. Here's a quick announcement before we actually have time to go to another break again. Please spread the word about the Scientists Who Find Darwinism Unconvincing Conference featuring 8 top scientists that will be in our Greenville, South Carolina. August 4th, 5th, and 6th. There are reduced registration fees for students and teachers, including homeschoolers. A further discount of $20 is available if the attendee writes CSG, I guess that's for Creation Study Group, CSG in the comment box on the registration form. And that's located at www.piedmonttravel.com. That's piedmonttravel.com. The website includes directions, reservations, costs, accommodations, conference schedules, speaker biographies, etc. The terrific lineup of ID speakers, authors, Michael Behe, Darwin's Black Books, Jonathan Wells, Icons of Evolution, Thomas Woodward, Doubting Darwin, will present the latest scientific data, debunking Darwinism. I'm requesting that you get this information out as soon as possible. Encourage anyone you know to email friends and other email loops. You can always contact the conference coordinator, Lewis Young, at 864-288-3456. That's 864-288-3456. And we hope that you do so. And it sounds like a great conference. Sounds like all of us who hold to the Christian worldview would be interested in attending such a conference. So please go ahead and give Lewis a call. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with a government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Joyce had sent us an email some time ago, and I haven't had a chance to read it on the air. Want to go ahead and do that now. Appreciate Joyce sending that stuff. This sort of thing in. This was an article about some things going on behind the scenes in the Kelo case and the residents of New London, Connecticut. Some of the things that aren't widely reported in the news are what the government is trying to do up there to abuse the citizens of the area. I should say the local state officials. Some of these things include an insulting offer of $60,000 from the government on a home worth $215,000. The government would condemn the house years in advance and then offer a pittance for it. Unannounced visits to Cristofaro's elderly parents' home. This is a fellow who was harmed in the area, demanding they sign a contract to hand over their property. Intimidating and harassing phone calls at all hours of the day. Parking bulldozers and wrecking balls outside the houses pointed at the property with threats of "your house is next." Revving the engines of bulldozers outside the houses in the early hours of the morning. Just picture that for a second. Revving bulldozers while threatening old people to sign papers to handing over their home. This Cristofaro person's mother is becoming distraught and is suffering a heart attack after being served with the condemnation papers that said she no longer owned her property and had 90 days to leave. A deathbed plea from a 93-year-old resident begging, "What about my house? What about my house?" The man had been living in his home for 80 years. The contractors would park construction vehicles on his property, make his house literally shake, and would, Waco-style, shine bright floodlights into his home and as his blind wife cowered in fear. A threat to charge residents back rent if they lost the case, effectively meaning the homeowners would have to pay the city to be kicked out of their own homes. One resident, William Von Winkle, pictured above, would owe the city $200,000 in back rent. When the Supreme Court decision was made on Thursday, the city had the police cruisers and fire truck casing the neighborhood because they feared the residents would riot. "That's what they were. What were they planning on doing? Hosing us down?" said Cristofaro. Real estate agents paid by the government to force residents to sign contracts to hand over their homes were on an $8,000 commission to get the signatures by any means possible. William Von Winkle's apartment tenants were forcibly evicted and locked out from their homes in the early morning hours during winter with snow on the ground. Before the city even owned the property, Von Winkle had to break back into his office to his own apartment to block own apartment block to prevent his tenants from freezing to death. Cristofaro said 75 different families, mostly elderly and sick, were subject to this brutal kind of treatment. So this is what's going on in the New London case. Government is not simply all we're really doing is just taking the land and giving them some money for what they rightly deserve for the property. No, it's not that way at all. They're terrorizing people that don't want to leave. They're forcing people out of their homes to give it to other private developers, and they're not even giving them close to what they deserve to be receiving for this, at least if you go by comparative market value. In addition to that, they are doing dastardly threatening items, including charging them back rent on the property, their own particular property, another attempt to simply steal the property from these people, which is effectively what they've done under the auspices of the United States Supreme Court. It's a horrible thing that's indeed happened to America with this Kelo case. A tragedy, we could be clear. Well, here's a book or a review of No Stinking Empire by Charlie Reese, and this is an interesting thing to read up on. Charlie Reese usually has good stuff to read. The army of World War II, you might say, was the last army of the Republic. That's how it starts off. He starts talking then about the different overseas bases that we have since then. And the author Johnson says the Pentagon reports that some 253,288 uniformed personnel are deployed overseas, plus a roughly equal number of dependents and Chinese Department or Chinese and Defense Department and civilian employees. Still remembering that earlier article, he says the Pentagon figures don't include bases in Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Qatar, and Uzbekistan. Except for one, the one in Kosovo, those were all set up following the September 11th attacks. Wow, all those bases since September 11th. Excuse me, but I'm old-fashioned. I was a $70 a month private who ate army cooking and took his turn at KP Kitchen Police, all of which is now done by civilian contractors, or so I'm told. Besides, I thought the Cold War was over. I thought the idea after the Soviet Union collapsed was to close overseas bases and bring the troops home. I seem to recall that the president in his first campaign promised a modest foreign policy and even hinted at reducing overseas employees. Instead, he's announced an aggressive foreign policy of preemptive attacks, has made war on two countries, and increased overseas deployment. In the process, he has strained the army and had to call up reserves and National Guardsmen in numbers not seen since World War II. Since there is virtually no coverage of the Department of Defense other than SECRES Smart Alecky News conferences, I highly recommend Johnson's new book, as well as his old one, Blowback, The Costs and Consequences of American Empire. Interesting. From whence comes the American itch to control the world? That's an interesting question. One wonders why, when Washington, D.C. is the AIDS capital of America, the president is so keen on spending American tax dollars to fight AIDS in Africa. Alas, perhaps the answer is a simple fact that the district has neither oil nor uranium, not to mention its habit of voting heavily Democratic. The old Marxist answer was that the capitalists finished exploiting the domestic market, they would inevitably seek to expand overseas. I don't think the old grump foresaw the rise in global corporations, which now seek to turn the entire earth into one domestic market for themselves, of course. The truth is quite simple. An empire increases the danger for the American people, as empires always make more enemies than friends, not to mention inciting envy and hatred. Maintaining an empire will eventually break us, as it has every single empire in the past. To paraphrase a Mexican bandit in a classic movie, I don't want no stinking empire. I want my republic back. It was cheaper to run, much freer, and was viewed affectionately by the world because it minded its own business. If it means a return to KP and putting generals and admirals into the jump seats of cargo planes and in a warship, so be it. That's little enough hardship for generals who like to direct their wars from as far as the sound of guns as possible. Appreciate that article. It's got some lot of good points in that one, doesn't it? You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a second.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money, and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen, and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We have a caller on the line, and we want to go right to the phones. Who am I speaking with?
Well, good morning. This is Chuck. How are you, John?
Hey, Chuck. Good morning. How are things going?
They're going pretty well. I'm enjoying hearing you this morning. Started picking you up about 8:15 downtown.
Okay, good. Good for you. Well, I'm glad to hear that that at least the downtowners are being influenced with the truth this morning. And thanks for appreciate all your hard work in those efforts. I'm glad to listen
and call. You have a good show.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're having a good time today talking about warfare. This morning, the whole idea of nuclear bombs came up once again with China's effort. That was pretty wild. And now we have these other issues about overseas empires and bases being, continue to be supported overseas. A lot of people don't recognize this as unusual. It's just part of the lifestyle they've grown up with, that we grew up with. We have lots of overseas influence. So we have armies stationed all over the world. Have you any comments about that? Any thoughts about that this morning?
Yes, I do. One thing I would ask the question: people would think that's normal. How many French bases do we have here?
I don't think we have any, do we?
Maybe. How many about German bases?
Yeah.
Or Turkish bases?
Yeah, and we just seem to go ahead anywhere we want in the world, don't we, in our empire, and just make sure we have bases everywhere because we want to be the controllers of the world. When I say we, I'm talking about the United States state governments.
Yeah, I think they need to think about how that would be with the shoe on the other foot. I mean, what if there were, for example, Japanese bases in San Francisco and so forth?
Right.
I don't think we would really take kindly to that, even though they're allies.
Right, but we expect that other people would love to have us in their country. That's just the assumption, apparently, that Americans have.
Yeah, that seems pretty far-fetched. I think people overlook, too, the cost of that. I met a lady last week who works with the Dependent Schools Program. You're talking about hundreds of schools just for the kids of people who are stationed overseas. I mean, that's got to really add up.
I would think so. I think it adds up a lot. Well, anyway.
Yeah, people generally overseas, they get paid better than if they're at home. I mean, there's a deployment benefit.
Well, even in corporate jobs, corporations pay a lot to have their managers stationed overseas. When I lived overseas, a person who was a manager would get usually double or triple his salary to go overseas, and their whole goal was, look, we stay down here 3 or 4 years, we get used to living down here, and then we go back and we have enough cash saved up that we can buy our house for cash back in America. It's a great benefit for anyone living overseas because oftentimes things are cheaper there, and you can save a lot of your pay.
Well, that's right. It is. I don't blame people at all for doing that. It sounds like a good deal, and they get to see the world. You know, all that's fine. But I do sympathize with the taxpayer who's hung with all that expense.
Yeah, that's right. And the taxpayers are saddled with a huge amount of expenses, and a national debt now at $7.7 trillion. Is just staggering. You know, there's no way we can possibly pay off this national debt. Have you thought about that? The tax effectively that's gone on to the future generations. You would have to get something like, you know, $50,000 an acre for every acre of land in the national parks and other things in America. Maybe even more than that. Maybe $100,000 per acre, including stuff in remote Alaska that you can't even reach, just to pay off the national debt. If every ounce of gold in the world that the United States owned, or that was in the Federal Reserve, I should say, were sold, it would have to get thousands per ounce over the market value just to pay off the national debt. It makes you wonder, you know, when they're planning just to repudiate the thing, because there's just no chance that we could ever possibly pay the thing off.
Well, that's right. People don't, I think they don't think of it as, what's the collateral of that debt? It's basically you and me and our children.
Yeah. Sad but true.
Right. So I don't feel like I should be collateral.
Right. Well, we don't like to be considered collateral by states, do we? But if they look at us that way, what else are we? Just pawns to be used in their hand for increasing their own power and their own prestige and glory in the world. Anyway, I appreciate the call this morning, Chuck.
Yeah, you have a good day, John. Great talking to you.
Okay, talk to you soon. And you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we're just right on time for a break, so why don't we go ahead and jump to a breakdown? We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free. If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian Worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Currently everywhere in the upstate, you've got 73 degrees today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain is at 60%, so you can be, if you're still making your way out to work, be prepared for a little bit of wet weather. Wanted to jump right into this quiz that Charlie Reese wrote back in 1998. It's called the Mideast Quiz, and it might be a little bit shocking for some folks, but we might think through it a little bit here, especially because it relates to some what part has become part of the Christian worldview for so many people. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit in an article here. It says, these comments are written with much less anger than hope. From cyberspace comes a quiz written by Charlie Reese, a journalist guerrilla who, like all Machisards, shoots from the less obvious, unexpected places. His pop quiz on the Middle East appeared in the Orlando Sentinel of February 8, 1998. The following are excerpts. Just so you can keep up with the perpetual crisis in the Mideast, I have a little quiz for you, Charlie Reese says. Question: which country alone in the Middle East has nuclear weapons? Answer: Israel. Question: which country in the Middle East refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and bars international inspections? Answer: Israel. Question: which country in the Middle East seized the sovereign territory of other nations by military force and continues to occupy it in defiance of United Nations Security Council restrictions? Answer: Israel. Question: which country in the Middle East routinely violates the international borders of another sovereign state with warplanes and artillery and naval gunfire? Answer: Israel. Question: what American ally in the Middle East has for years sent assassins into other countries to kill its political enemies, a practice sometimes called exporting terrorism? Answer: Israel. Question: in which country in the Middle East have high-ranking military officers admitted publicly that unarmed prisoners of war were executed? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the Middle East refuses to prosecute its soldiers who have acknowledged executing prisoners of war? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the Middle East created 762,000 refugees and refuses to allow them to return to their homes, farms, and businesses? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the Middle East refuses to pay compensation to people whose land, bank accounts, and businesses it confiscated? Answer: Israel. Question: in what country in the Middle East was a high-ranking United Nations diplomat assassinated? Answer: Israel. Question: in what country in the Middle East did the man who ordered the assassination of high-ranking UN diplomat become prime minister? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the Middle East blew up American diplomatic facility in Egypt and attacked U.S. ship in international waters, killing 33 and wounding 177 American sailors? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the Middle East deployed a spy, Jonathan Pollard, to steal classified U.S. government documents and gave some of them to Soviet Union? Answer: Israel. Question: what country first denied any official connection to Pollard, then voted to make him a citizen, has continuously demanded the American president grant Pollard a full pardon? Answer: Israel. Question: what country on planet Earth has second most powerful lobby in the United States, according to the recent Fortune magazine survey of Washington insiders? Answer: Israel. Question: which country in the Middle East is in defiance of 69 United Nations Security Council resolutions and has been protected from 29 more by U.S. vetoes? Answer: Israel. Question: what country in the United States, what country is the United States threatening to bomb because the UN Security Council resolutions must be obeyed? Answer: Iraq. End note. that's a funny way to. It's sad though, isn't it? Why do we have this totally double standard about the Middle East? I mean, let's think about it. Charlie Reese is hitting the nail right on the head. We favor Israel totally. Now, this is where it gets a little bit touchy for folks, because a lot of our listeners and a lot of Christians are premillennial. What that basically means is, if they're premillennial, and I should say dispensational premillennial, they believe that the nation of Israel, that is the physical people that are sitting there now in Palestine, in that little piece of land there that was originally given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, before the coming of Christ, it was the people of God. Clearly, some people still believe that they are the people of God. Those folks are a special called out people of God. And good Christians disagree about Israel and their place in prophecy. Many other Christians say no, the Israel of God is now the church. We have, according to Galatians chapter 6 and elsewhere, and this is my particular view, taken on the status of the people of God, that we are Israel, who are the spiritual seed of Abraham, Romans chapter 4, not the physical seed. The physical line means nothing. Paul counted it as dung. There's no advantage to being Israeli or Jewish any longer. But some people still believe it continues on from the old covenant, and essentially the church is a parenthesis, and that God will one day restore multiple blessings to a national Israel according to genealogy and according to genetics and their actual hereditary relationship to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those people, again, will be blessed. There will be a literal 144,000 of these people that will come on the scene and actually continue on in various activities for spreading God's truth in the world. This is part and parcel of a dispensational framework. So what does that mean? Should we really give a favorite status to Israel as Christians? Well, this is going to be something that's not going to be easy to come up with a quick answer. But I'm telling you, this is a crucial question, because if the dispensational idea is wrong, which I believe it is, but I really appreciate the brethren who hold to a view different than mine, then it makes the whole foreign policy towards Israel very heinous. It's a very evil thing. On the other hand, I suppose you could make a case that beefing up Israel and giving them all that they want is part of bringing in, the end times, or doing what God's called us to do for the end times. It'd be interesting to talk about that, bat that back and forth with some others who have a different perspective on Israel. Then there's a whole question about Zionism. What do we give special case privileges to Israel just because they are Israel? Maybe we shouldn't go as far as we have, even if we're premillennial or dispensational in our beliefs. We shouldn't go quite that far. Could be as well. That's also something else to consider. We might want to talk about that some more. In fact, mull that over, and if you're interested, give us a call here at Christian Worldview, and we'll discuss it on the air. And you've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here's an email that was sent into the Tyranny Response. You know, we're still, we are still a few dead mothers and sisters short of a political day of reckoning, says one of our researchers here at the Tyranny Response Network. I'm no feminist and never have been, but if I see a pedestal, I'd rather have a live woman be standing on it instead of a marble government monument to survivors of a footnote to some costly but forgotten political misadventure. Washington, that strange collusion of liberals, neoconservatives, and Christian right seems to believe that women at home and abroad are simply expendable. For some politicians, this may be feminism in action. For others, it is a paycheck for the feminist movement. We are still a few dead mothers and sisters short of a political day of reckoning, whether in Iraq, Afghanistan, or here in the United States, but that day is coming. And that was by Karen Kwiatkowski, a PhD, a Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Air Force, retired. Interesting commentary, I would have to say. Yeah, maybe people will eventually get mad, although I don't know. Doesn't seem like too many things really bother people these days. They're pretty content to simply go with the flow, unfortunately. We're trying to change that a little bit at Christian Worldview. I want to mention again about this this issue. Well, before I do that, I need to also tell you, there have been, in case you're wondering, there have been some power outages last night. And some folks came on with a transmission here in the upstate a little bit later than normal. Just got word even during the last break that the entire Greer-Duncan area was actually out for the first 15 minutes of the show. Glad you're back listening with us. And there was also some folks that were out downtown area of Greenville and or the central Greenville area. But we noticed early on that there might be some glitches here and there with the radio signal. But we apologize for this. It was all weather related and had to do with Duke Power just simply losing power for us different areas of the upstate. Well, here's another story. Health funds for veterans misjudged. The Washington Times, this is a little bit old now, Stephen Dynan writing actually on June 30th in the Washington Times. The Bush administration yesterday admitted that it badly miscalculated health care spending for veterans this year and agreed to send Congress an emergency spending request to make up the shortfall of at least $1 billion, reversal from just the day before when Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson said money could be transferred among accounts to make up the difference, and House Republicans on a procedural vote rejected Democrats' attempt to add more money. These efforts included an attempt by in April by Senator Patty Murray, Washington Democrat, to add money to the emergency war spending bill. But Republicans, bolstered by a letter from the administration saying there were already enough money, defeated the amendment. Yesterday, the Senate Republicans said their switch should be seen as a slap to the White House. Mr. Beyer and other Republicans blamed bad budget practices. They said the 2005 figures were based on data from 2002 before the war in Iraq had begun. But part of the increase is due to more injuries and returning troops. Despite the bipartisan vote in the Senate, the tone turned nasty. Well, I wonder why. Typical government bungling and lying. Of course, they probably knew all along that the figures were going to be higher. They just wanted to, for political expedience, go the backdoor route and try to get more money. And I'm sure our Congress will cower before the mighty President Bush, the King George the Fourth or Second, or whichever way how you would want to call him, and give him what he wants. Here's another story that came out by Kelly McGinney, lewd old Uncle Sam. This was posted on RetakingAmerica.com. Recently, our local paper began returning or running pictures of convicted pedophiles living in my hometown. Reports of their numbers from the National Register are astounding. Stories proliferating all across America of convicted pedophiles killing children are beginning to expose the fact that Uncle Sam is protecting pedophiles, not children. Recently, I interviewed... we're going to need to take a quick break here, folks.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
We welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Sorry about that abrupt break, folks. We're back here in the studio reading this article by Kelly McGinney. Recently, she says, I interviewed a Senator John DeCamp about his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, Child Abuse, Satanism, and Murder in Nebraska. I'm shocked at how our government covers up and protects child sex rings operated right here in America. Even after 80 children came forward with allegations, the child ring in Nebraska was never investigated. This pattern is not new. In the 1950s, our federal government funded a pervert, Dr. Albert Kinsey, to do sexual effects on children as young as 6 months. Dr. Kinsey and friends should have been imprisoned and given the death penalty, not millions of taxpayer dollars. Sex slavery has boomed to involve over 800,000 women and children because of the policies of this government. Some estimate 20,000 to 50,000 of them are Americans. Our border policies protect the drug and human traffickers. The policies of sexualizing our children in public schools and the support and promotion of pornography have fueled this industry. Our country has finally addressed the problem, is creating a report in giving $96 million to other countries. Why are there not more interest of those who deal in human trafficking? Matter of fact, I am aware of many arrests, not aware of many arrests and prosecutions in my lifetime. Now, that's interesting. I'm just going to hop over to Romans 13 and remind you what the Scripture says about the state and why the common understanding of the state, another more ammunition to see why the common understanding of the state is wrong. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities from there, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. The Bible is teaching us that rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Well, here's an evil work that we're reading about, pedophilia and human trafficking, that government is rewarding. It's not punishing the evildoer. Now, you can say there's two ways to look at that. Either the Bible's wrong, or the words good and evil here do not refer to what God says are good and evil. This is my view, but refer to what government thinks are good or evil. Or, thirdly, you can say, well, this is talking about an idealized state that either is going to come down through the postmillennial golden age or sometime other than that, but not right now. But the common view is that the state actually rewards people that do good and punishes evildoers. And we see time and time again that it's not the case, at least from the terms of God's perspective. When something being done is evil in the world from the perspective of folks, from the perspective of God, does not mean that the government is punishing those people. And that's exactly what we have here in this particular case. Let me continue on and read. Our government continues its protection of child molesters by funding Planned Parenthood and not regulating the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood performs abortions on young girls without contacting proper authorities on their parents. It is a great cover for dirty old men. Mark Crutcher with the Life Dynamics has uncovered the abuse of young girls and women in the abortion clinics, and the federal government still sends Planned Parenthood $300 million a year, almost doubled since the Clinton administration. Wow, so she's saying they're actually raping the women or messing with the women that go in to get abortions. Sad, I know, in some sense, although what do you expect? I mean, the way of the transgressor is hard, the proverb says, and when you've got a situation where people are about to murder their child, it doesn't surprise us that these kind of things might happen, although it's sad to see it go on. Government maintains its protections with tax laws that make it easier for child predators to continue such evil deeds throughout their lifetimes. They even give them Viagra. A recently arrested prolific pedophile claims to have abused children 36,000 times. He has been allowed to run free, attacking again and again because of our ineffective laws. Not all sexual predators have to register in my state due to a hole in the law. In most cases, animal abusers get more jail time than child abusers. Even the American Psychological Association and American Pediatric Association are joining the bandwagon by normalizing intergenerational sex. Florida lawmakers trying to convince us they have gotten tough on pedophiles incredibly only increase the jail time for abusers of 11-year-olds and younger. Why not 16 and younger? Florida parents had better rent bodyguards for their 12-year-olds. Why do repeat offender laws not apply here? As most pedophiles are repeat offenders, why aren't they in jail, especially since a new report shows law enforcement inability to track sexual predators? Some laws protect pedophile priests by allowing knowledge of abuse to remain secret. Vatican laws have precedence over Alabama laws in the case of child abuse. Child porn is protected by our government, and a photographer puts a nice cover on it and calls it art. Barnes & Noble sells child pornography, and I could not get one politician to stop it. We know that the porn industry pays our politicians handsomely. How come government does not close down NAMBLA, especially after the threat to come after our sons? Why not punish the Boy Scouts and spend so much teaching diversity and tolerance? Why is the Pentagon doing business with DynCorp, which is involved with child porn and possibly human trafficking? Why did the U.S. Supreme Court last year rule that animated child pornography is legal? Americans should be demanding answers to these questions. Among those inalienable rights derived from our Creator, there is no right to do wrong for judges or government officers to hijack our First Amendment and right to acknowledge God and apply it toward outlawing God. And yet they return around and say it licenses pornography, which then fuels this abusing of women and children. For many reasons, such government needs to be reformed from stem to stern. This lack of justice in its promoting the general welfare of pedophiles and perverts is my number one reason. A very interesting article and disgusting article, we might say, by Kelly McGinley, that this kind of stuff is going on unchecked in America. It's sad to say, but this is what we face here with this, the evil state. Of course, we should know that any state that's willing to murder 1.5 million babies every year obviously doesn't care so much about about you know, homosexuals or pedophiles and things like that. Once you've already gone to the extent of murdering children, really, you know, what else can you do to them? I mean, look what they do to Terri Schiavo. They could have just killed her if they wanted to, you know, shoot her or give her a lethal injection. Instead, they dehydrated her to death, which is awful. What a painful, terrible way to die. Well, this has been another exciting edition of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We thank you for listening this morning. I want to remind you to go to the Tyranny Response Network website, check out the events from the Upstate, as well as the related media about the Times Examiner, Nationalist Times, the First Freedom, as well as the audio files there on public policy theology. All that great information is there for you to partake of, and we hope you'll do so. Don't forget, too, to sign the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition today and save your private property. That link is located on the tyrannyresponse.com website. If you look under the Related Media tab, you'll be able to scroll down and find that. We have a number of people who have already signed the petition, and we want to encourage you to do so as we close the show today. Go to the website, sign it. It'll take you less than 30 seconds. Be involved in your government a little bit already. Well over 250 people have signed the petition, and we hope you'll, let's see, what's the exact number here? 253. All right, well, a little bit over 250 people have signed the petition. After you sign it, shoot the email link for signing the petition to other people you know on your regular email list so they can sign it as well. Thanks for listening to Christian Worldview, and we'll look forward to having you again on Monday morning for another exciting edition of Christian Worldview.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us at 7:30 Monday morning right here on TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, for another installment of Christian Worldview.